Today's gospel comes from the first chapter of John. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. This is the testimony given by John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny it, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." Then they said to him, "Who are you? Let us have an answer for those who send us. What do you say about yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as the prophet Isaiah said." Now they had been sent from the Pharisees. They asked him, "Why then are you baptizing if you are neither the Messiah nor Elijah nor the prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize with water. Among you stands one whom you do not know, the one who is coming after me. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandal." This took place in Bethany, across the Jordan, where John was baptizing. This is the gospel of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Yeah, you know, we record our sermons, so if you need to tell anybody about the nature of light, you know, my science explanation is online forever, so I'm sure it'll be sound. Turn to page 490 in the red hymnal, if you can. I'll just put that right by Jesus right there for the moment. So in our text, we'll get to that in a second. In our text today about John the Baptist, we have lots of time where we spend with John the Baptist. And one of the key words is that John the Baptist was a witness. A witness. He was testifying to something. He was a witness for the light. Right before these verses, Jesus is the light of the world. That's who he's testifying about. Jesus is the light of the world. So let's see if I covered, make sure I got the science part of light. Light has a source. I suggested it was from God, from the future. But I mean, if you think about it, the sun emits light, and it's, well, is it in the future? I think it is. I mean, you know, these are kind of weird science concepts, but the sun, the light comes from the sun and comes to us. You turn on this light, it comes to us. Light comes to us. It has a source. And then we can either receive it, or we can be drawn to it, which, if you're ever using your cell phone while driving, sometimes you can be drawn to light that perhaps you shouldn't be drawn to, and you can make some errors. So please don't do that. There is light that, and like we talked about with the kids, if you're in the sun too long, you want D3 as much as you can get, especially here in the Northwest, but you can get too much of it sometimes. So there is that nature of light. You know, lasers can do a great job on decaling a car and can, you know, bore through your body as well. So light is powerful. We absorb it. And black is the absence of light, is that correct? Artists, people who know anything. So when you're looking at something black, it's just absorbing it. Or we can reflect it. Reflect it. Now here's one. If you thought light comes from the future was something that you're thinking about, here's the one I'm going to say. I made a realization just yesterday about what light is. Light has a sound. Light has a sound. Have you ever heard the sound of light? Well, here's what it sounds like. And look now on the on your hymnal. "Let all mortal flesh keep silence." Our bell choir yesterday went to the prison, and we did five pieces. And the first piece we did was this hymn: "Let all mortal flesh keep silent." And here's the first line. "Let all mortal flesh keep silence, and with fear and trembling stand. Ponder nothing earthly minded, for with blessing in his hand, Christ our God to earth descending, comes full homage to demand." So, We went to prison, and that's what we rang right out of the gate. I mean, those are intense words. Let all mortal flesh keep silent. When you go to a service at the prison, that is the last thing most people do, because they're pretty jacked up and excited to be there, to be able to worship God. And we do, you know, we're singing some crazy songs, but, you know, they have 13 people and lots of instruments and singers singing. It's loud. It's boisterous. It's a fantastic thing. And please come the next time we go out there. But so we bring the bells, and it's a completely different experience. And this is how we started this tune. And it was a different note, but you get the idea. And this is my favorite, one of my favorite sounds about bells. And as Matt was doing this, there was silence. I've never heard silence like that before at the prison, because they were mesmerized. Half, when the pastor there asked how many had ever seen bells, half had not. So this sound, even if you've heard bells, you may not have heard this kind of sound before. We've done it here recently, but it's just centering. It draws you in. And then we started, you know, doing our various things. And that sound created a thing that I have not... I've been to the prison quite a few times now, and I have not experienced this before, where, well, we did a piece, we did our second piece, and before we finished it, the prisoners started clapping, and they stood up, and it was a standing ovation. Now, you know, I'm not suggesting that when we play bells next year you do that, although that'd be cool if you did. But it was this sound that brought energy, that brought the light to that place, which is a place of darkness frequently, prisons. And they stood up. They'd not heard this before. And the energy and the spirit that was created simply by the sound of a bell. So light, I would suggest, has a sound. So, well, what would be some other examples, Eric? Well, Jesus, as John the Baptist talks about witnessing, Jesus suggests, here's some places where you might find sound. And this is in Gospels, Matthew's Gospel. This is the place where he says, when someone's hungry, feed them. Have you ever been fed? Have you ever fed somebody? It's the sound of light. When someone is thirsty, give them something to drink. Have you ever been thirsty? Have you ever given someone something to drink? When I was a stranger, you welcomed me. Have you ever been welcomed? Have you ever risked to help a stranger? When I was naked, you clothed me. Have you ever been vulnerable? Have you ever helped someone who's been vulnerable? Have you ever been sick? Like we all have. Have you helped someone who's sick? And I think this is the harder one. Not all of us have maybe done this yet, but have you been in prison? Or have you visited the prisoner? Jesus says, I am the light. And John the Baptist says, I am a witness to these things. And a witness means, what is it that you know? That's what those folks were asking John the Baptist. What do you know about the light? I know that we need to help the hungry. The thirsty. The stranger. Those who are naked. The sick. The prisoner. We are the sound. We are the sound of the light. We become the witnesses. Do you recognize that tune? Sound of light. That's what Advent is about. Hope coming to us. Amen.